you've heard also that there was a vehicle test in Test Stand, and they took movies of it.
More, but he was up here when he was working on the show.
What's his name again?
Richard Anschutz, A-N-S-C-H-U-T-Z. Richard Anschutz.
Is he up in Connecticut or down in Florida?
He's down in Florida.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the battleship testing? Is that a whole lot different from just running straight engine tests?
Well, of course, you got six times as many engines running, yeah. And those were conducted mainly to see how the engines play together and how the flow in the tank works and all that kind of thing. So it's different, but you know. And also, the battleship tests were in the vertical position. That's one that this all systems vehicle. That's not a battleship, but the all system vehicle was the engine was vertical. Fired down into an ejector. Mm-hmm. In the engine tests, the engines were mounted horizontally. All these, let's see, I don't know, maybe this happens to be a vertical test stand here, mm-hmm. but most of the test stands were horizontal. Mm-hmm. The only other incident that would be interesting would be this one, just to show what happens to the engine, but that doesn't prove anything other than the fact that the engine worked all right. And
what about some of the...
We've heard that. It worked all right in a horizontal position, and Marshall said, how about testing it the way it runs?
Yeah.
And I probably switched around. It didn't need some more tuning.
Yeah, that was part of the development problem, too.
What about some of the missions? Did you ever run into difficulties in the missions, actual flight conditions that caused you to go back and do some things on the engine?
I think we did, but I forgot. My memory is not that good. Yeah. I've been, let's see, 66, probably. 5 or 6 years ago.
What did you do from 66 then on?
I was a program manager on the lunar module, modifications for the Apollo applications program. And that continued for about, about a year, year and a half, and that was canceled. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was task team manager on a dual-mode lunar roving vehicle, automated roving vehicle, which we decided not to build. Mm-hmm. After that, I was task team manager for the High Energy Astronomy Observatory. This is it here, you probably, in the, today's paper, actually, which we did decide to build. And that's turned over to Fred Spear as a manager of that now. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm in spending most of my time in Washington. I'm on a congressional commission on what they call major systems acquisition. That's a commission on government procurement. Mm-hmm. But the idea is to study and make recommendations to Congress on how we ought to purchase new projects, how we ought to plan new projects, purchase large items like missiles, rockets, rocket engines, ships, tanks.
Do you have any comment on that? Because we will be touching on that, the difference between some of the problems, let's say they had the S2 stage, where the stage was bid to completion, and of course everybody with hindsight say it would have been much better to have phased procurement, that type of thing.
Well, my only comment is that the phased procurement is really the only way to go.
Mm-hmm. Did this evolve out of of course, other military experience, like the C-5A and other things of that nature, but also in NASA itself. It seems that the NASA and the contractors we've talked to are all for phase procurement now, as opposed to bid to completion.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only way to do it on a program that, particularly when you have uncertainty involved, which is always the case in a new...
But doesn't this really depend on time? You could have had a phased procurement in the Saturn Apollo program if you didn't have to meet, you know, a very rigid schedule, which means that you had to let contracts and let people get to work before you had everything all the requirements defined.
I maintain that we did have phased procurement in Apollo because, at least in the vehicle, because the S1C, the first stage, was actually designed and built here at Marshall. Mm-hmm. First two of them were designed and built here. And that was the first phase. And then after that, they were let out to a contract, and that was the second phase. That was mm-hmm. So there was a resolving of problems and all prior to going into a contractor.
Yeah, but not with the S2.
Now, the S2, that was not the case, that's right. But there was a lot of difficulties, probably because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people out there said they didn't know what they were getting into.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, John, okay.
Shall we take this opportunity to thank Mr. Stewart for the interview?
Should.
Okay, we will not do that. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thank you very much.